Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the piper, Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Sweeties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Listen, here's an imaginary scene that might sound familiar to you. Roy Golden and his friend Milt Jackson are walking across a bare field in the country. A cold wind is whipping across the field, almost blowing them over.
Gosh, Milt, I'm about half frozen. Let's turn back.
Oh, Roy, we just started this hike.
I know, but I didn't think it'd be this cold. Boy, my teeth are chattering.
But gee, Roy, you're wearing that big overcoat and a sweater and...
Just the same. I'm doggone cold.
Look, Roy, there's some shelter over there. Let's go over there and get out of the wind for a minute.
Okay.
You know, I think I've got an idea that might do you a lot of good.
What is it?
It's about keeping warm. I was listening to the Jack Armstrong program on the air a week or so ago, and Franklin McCormick...
If you're up on your groceries, I don't have to tell you that whole wheat is a good source of abundant heat energy, the food fuel that helps you keep warm. Wheaties are choice whole wheat, and they give you every bit of the valuable heat energy of whole wheat. Now, what does that mean to you? Just this. It means that a big breakfast of Wheaties with milk or cream and fruit every morning will do a championship job of helping you keep warm. You see, you don't have to have a hot cooked breakfast. The temperature of the food you eat has nothing to do with the important job of helping you keep warm. It's the amount of heat energy units contained in your food that does the job. So if you like Wheaties, stick by them right around the year. They're a top-notch heat energy breakfast. And say, they taste like a million. So ask Mother to get you two or three packages of Wheaties from the grocer the first thing tomorrow.
Hey, that sounds like a swell idea.
It is a swell idea. And say, eating a breakfast of champions is one of Jack Armstrong's three training rules, too. That's an important thing to remember if you're going to train for basketball this winter.
Well, need for that. What did Mr. McCormick call it, Milt?
A heat energy breakfast.
I'm for it 100%. And I'm going to ask Mom to give me a breakfast of champions first thing we get home.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. It's a tense moment in the mountains of the Philippines. The search which Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are making for the lost uranium and the missing Professor Loring has carried them far inland. Now they are trapped on a high mountain trail, their car blocked by a landslide, while the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Chapatto, is right behind them in his car with Blackbeard, Lazaro, and Michelle. Chapatto is trying to steal an important chart and luminous ring from Uncle Jim, and he thinks that Uncle Jim and the others are now in his power. Standing next to Uncle Jim is the chief of a tribe of Shy Negritos who inhabit the high parts of the Philippine Mountains. The rest of the tribe are hidden behind the trees in the mountainside above the trail, their bows and arrows ready for instant action. Uncle Jim and Jack have saved a member of this tribe from a landslide, and the tribe is standing by ready to assist them. While Uncle Jim is trying to talk to the Negrito chief in sign language, Jack and Billy and Betty are watching Chapatto's car. Listen.
Chapatto has his engine running. They're going to rush us under full speed in just a moment.
I don't know about that, Billy. Chapatto's afraid of something. He's afraid of those Negritos on the mountainside.
Oh, if it weren't for this landslide in front of us, we could get away from them.
No, we couldn't, Betty. Not unless these Negritos hold them up some way.
Uncle Jim is talking to the Negrito chief in the sign language, Billy. Maybe the chief will get the idea that we don't want Chapatto's car to get by. Let's start clearing the landslide off the road just in case.
I'll get the shovels from the car, Jack.
We don't need the shovels until we get these large stones cleared off the road. Come on, let's push them over the cliff.
Okay. Jumping Jiminy, but these are big boulders, Jack. Gosh, I'm glad none of them hit the car.
They didn't miss it by much. Let's tackle the small ones first, Billy. Then we can get together and roll the big ones over.
Okay, Jack. Betty, you roll those very small ones over, and Jack and I'll try the larger ones.
All right, Billy, but we'll have to hurry. Chapatto may decide to rush us any moment now.
Look at these stones bounce down the cliff. I'd hate to be underneath them.
I hope they don't start another landslide, Jack.
It'll be too bad for us if they do, Betty. The next slide will probably take our car with it and us, too.
Well, the entire mountainside is so wet that I'm surprised the whole road doesn't slide downhill. Jack, look at Chapatto.
What's it? Oh, he's pointing up the side of the mountain.
He's showing Blackbeard where the Negritos are hiding behind the trees.
I bet Chapado's trying to figure out how many Negritos are up there and what his chances are.
He'll find out if he tries to rush us, I hope.
I don't believe he'll let us get away without a fight, Billy. He wants that chart and ring too badly.
I've rolled all the small stones off the road, Jack.
All the one-man stones are over, Betty. Let's try the large boulders. Here, we'll start with this one.
Grab a hold, Betty. We'll all three push.
Okay.
Don't get too close to the edge of the road, Billy. We don't want to see you go bouncing down the cliff.
Okay.
All together now.
Heep.
Once more.
Okay.
Heep.
Oh, this is a heavy one.
She's moving. Don't let her stop.
Okay. Push hard now.
There. Over she goes.
Oh. Now for the next one. Hey, wait a moment. The Negrito chief is going back up the hillside, and Uncle Jim is signaling us to join him. Come on.
Did the Negrito chief understand you, Uncle Jim?
I hope so, Jack. I tried to tell him to keep Chapado's car from going any further, but not to shoot at Chapado or his gang. After all, we can't stand by and see them riddled with poison arrows.
I suppose not, but how can you prevent it?
Well, I've tried to tell the Negrito to shoot his arrows in front of the car, Jack. Chapado and the others, come on.
Here they come, Uncle Jim. Chapado's driving. There's Lazaro in the front seat with him.
And Blackbeard and Michelle are in the back seat.
Yeah, trust Blackbeard to lead the rear whenever there's any danger.
I hope nothing happens to Michelle in the back seat.
Gosh, old Hemlock, I hope not. He was a real friend of ours when we needed him.
Look, Uncle Jim, look up the side of the mountain. The Negritos are coming out from behind the trees.
I see them, Betty. Something's going to happen in a minute.
They've got their bows and arrows ready for action, too. Say, Uncle Jim, I hope that the chief really understood what you meant.
I hope so, Jack.
They're stopping, Uncle Jim. Look at Chapado. He's leaning out of the car.
He wants to give us one last warning, I imagine.
Captain Fairfield, I have come to the end of my patience. I want that chart and the luminous ring at once.
I don't intend to give them up, Chapado.
Look out, Uncle Jim. He's got something in his hand.
He won't shoot yet, Betty. See? He's going to drive closer.
Jack, look at the Negritos. They're about to start something.
They're going
to
shoot their arrows, Billy. Boy, I hope their chief knows what he's doing.
Look, they're shooting now.
Look at that barrage of arrows, Billy, right on the hood of the car. Chapado put his brakes on plenty quick.
Did they hit anybody, Uncle Jim?
I don't think so, Billy. No, they didn't. But they made plenty of nicks in the hood of that car.
And are they plenty scared? Look at them, Billy. They don't know whether to jump and run or to back the car or what.
Look at Blackbeard. He's jumped out of the car. He wants to run somewhere, but he doesn't know which way to run.
Ahoy there, Captain Fairfield. We don't mean any harm to you. Twice for Bob's head, we do.
No, of course you don't mean any harm to us, Blackbeard. Not as long as that tribe of Negritos is with us.
Look, Jack. Look at Chapado and Lazaro. They're out of the car. They're crouching down behind the hood to protect themselves from another rain of arrows.
They're going to fire on the Negritos, Billy.
Oh, but they can't see any, Jack. The Negritos are all back behind the trees.
Be careful there, Chapado. If you fire just once, I won't be responsible for what'll happen.
So you are responsible for this attack on us, eh, Captain Fairfield? I shall not forget it.
You haven't been attacked yet, Chapado. You've just been warned. Those arrows were just a shot across your bow.
You expect us to believe they were not aimed at us?
They were aiming to miss you. I took care of that. Next time, well, I can't say what they'll aim for next time.
Well, ram me on a ring. Be careful there, Chief. Captain Fairfield's a man of his word. If he says they weren't aiming at us, then they weren't.
I trust no man, Blackbeard. You and Lazaro and I will leave the car here with the sheriff. We'll go and talk with Captain Fairfield.
Did you hear that, Jack? They're coming here to talk with Uncle Jim. You know what that means.
It means that they want to do more than talk, Billy. Chapado figures that if he gets here with us, the Negritos can't shoot at him without hitting us, too.
Uncle Jim, they're coming this way.
They don't know what a risk they're taking, Betty. I hope those Negritos don't do anything rash. Better stay where you are, Chapado.
Look, Jack. Look up the mountainside. The Negritos are coming out from behind the trees.
They're going to shoot again.
Oh, I wish Chapado would stop coming this way. I don't want to see him full of arrows.
Especially not that kind of arrow, Betty. They're shooting, Billy. Why, the air is thick with arrows. Oh, but they're not aiming at Chapado and the rest, Jack. They're just shooting in front of them.
Oh, well, they've stopped coming.
They had to stop or run into that curtain of arrows.
I think they've learned their lesson now. Chapado, I wouldn't come any further if I were you.
You better go easy, Chief. If Captain Fairfield warns it, he means it. Riddle the royals if he doesn't.
We will stop here. If I leave my men here, Captain Fairfield, may I come and talk with you?
No, Chapado. You can talk to me where you are. If you come any closer, I'm afraid I can't restrain those Negritos.
Very well, Captain Fairfield. I will talk here. You accept my offer of going 50-50 with you?
I won't accept any offer of yours, Chapado, at any time.
You are talking very bravely, Captain Fairfield. Your road is blocked by that landslide. You can go neither forward nor back. If it were not for those Negritos, you'd change your tune.
My tune will always be the same as far as you're concerned, Geppetto.
Oh, we're just wasting our time, Chief. I told you that Captain Fairfield was as stubborn as a mule.
I have seen what I wanted to see, Blackbeard. We'll go back by car now.
Well, can you beat that? He just came up here to look the ground over. What do you suppose he has up his sleeve, Jack?
Search me. Maybe he wanted to see how many Negritos there were up the side of the mountain.
Well, the way those arrows were flying through the air, he ought to know there are plenty.
What do you think he's up to now, Uncle Jim?
I don't know, Jack. I do know we'd better start shoveling the road clear ahead of us so we can keep on. Our Negrito friends will keep Chapada from bothering us.
Come on, Billy. Let's get the shovels and start clearing the road.
Okay, Jack, but we'd better keep an eye on Chapada and his crowd, too. He's up to something.
Uncle Jim and I will watch them, Billy.
I'll get the shovels out of the car, Jack. Here you are, Jack.
Say, what are you looking at?
There's another landslide starting, Billy, about 100 feet ahead of us. Look at it.
Holy smoke!
Look, Billy, the landslide took part of the road with us.
Jump on quickest. The road just slid down the mountainside.
Now we're blocked for good. There's no road at all there.
We're certainly blocked, Betty. We've gone as far as we can by car. Fortunately, we haven't much further to go.
Look, Uncle Jim. Chapada and Blackbeard Lazaro have disappeared. There's just Michelle in their car, and he's at the wheel.
I see what they're up to now, Uncle Jim. Chapada and Blackbeard and Lazaro are crouched down inside the car. They figure the side of the car will protect them from the arrows.
So that's his idea. And he's making poor Michelle drive. He's going to have Michelle drive the car up to us. He and the rest will get out, and then the Negritos can't shoot them without hitting us, too.
But they'll get Michelle. He'll get hit by an arrow before he gets here.
They started the engine. They're going to try it.
Uncle Jim, look here, right under our feet. It's a crack in the road.
Crack in the road, Jack? Oh, I see it. It's a big crack.
I see it, too. What does it mean, Uncle Jim?
I think it means the whole road's going to slide in just a minute. It's soaking wet. We'd better get up on the hillside right away.
But the chart and ringer in the car, Uncle Jim.
Never mind them. We haven't a second to lose.
Get up there, Betty, quick. You too, Billy. Climb up above the road.
You too, Jack. Yes, I'm coming with you. Hurry.
Oh, I'm slipping.
Hang under that bush, Betty, quick. Atta girl. Now get a foothold on this rock. There you are.
Oh, I almost slid back to the road.
That road is no place to be on now, Betty. Look down there. That crack is widening.
Jump in crickets, Jack. If the road does go, our car will go with it. And the chart and the ringer in the car.
We can't risk going back to get them, Billy.
Chapado's car will go, too, if the road slides.
That's right. I've got to warn Michelle. Michelle! Michelle, the road's about to slide. He doesn't hear you, Jack.
Oh, it's starting to slide.
There goes our car over the cliff. And the chart and ring with it.
But the road hasn't slid under Chapado's car yet, Jack. Look, they've stopped. They're piling out.
Oh, they better hurry.
The whole road is sloughing off to the valley below. We weren't an instant too soon.
Look at Michelle climb up the mountainside. He's twice as fast as the others.
But they're not wasting any time. Boy, did they get away just in time.
Now, looks as if we're going to have Chapado and Blackbeard and the others with us for a while.
That was a narrow escape, wasn't it? But what are Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim going to do now? They've lost their car, the chart and ring are buried somewhere in the landslide, and here they are among the Negrito tribe with Chapado, Lazaro, and Blackbeard and Michelle. That's some situation, isn't it? And there's no telling what will happen next. But you certainly won't want to miss it, so be on hand, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another exciting episode of The Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, when you come home from school tomorrow afternoon, and every afternoon, keep a date with a heaping big bowl of those extra good Wheaties flakes. They've got a flavor that makes them a natural for a good after-school lunch. Ask Mother to get Wheaties for you right away.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be stand.